the evolution from 90s to 2000. I feel that it has been a very, very dramatic change back, say, about a decade old, how people used to use cosmetics versus now. And let's not forget about how Nykaa did a fantastic job in this, because back in the days, you know, I mean, the initial years of Nykaa, 10 years back when they actually came up with this, what we could majorly notice on their app was, you know, the young girls are doing these beauty tutorials and guiding everyone on how to use the product. The biggest trend which I have noticed very lately in last few years is skincare over makeup. You know, personalization is something which is becoming very, very key.
Hello and welcome back to another episode on Lux Insider with me, your host Anita Khatri. Today, when I hear the word beauty, my brain goes left, right and center. There's just so much that has evolved over the years in the beauty industry. Growing up, beauty or beauty rituals simply meant whipping up a scrub of leftover fruits or applying a paste of haldi, that's turmeric, with honey or rose water for that instant miraculous radiance. We had brands like Revlon, Yardley, and of course our very own Lakme and Tips and Toes. In fragrances, we had Brut and Charlie, the most sought after gifts. Aren't we surrounded by complex words for skincare like retinols, niacinamides, AHA and BHAs, ceramides and so many more? How can we even forget about Botox? Even Ayurvedistry terms like bok choy, gotu kola, rose water and ashwagandha are becoming mainstream. From when beauty purchases were made at your local mom and pop's shop to requesting your cousins abroad to get you your beauty stash, to traveling and picking up products from the duty-free stores, to now finally consuming beauty on leading e-com aggregators like Nykaa, Myntra Beauty, Tira Beauty, or simply heading to a Sephora or branded boutiques at the malls. How much has the whole space evolved? Yes, like I mentioned, the beauty industry is indeed so vast, and there's so much to discuss. So much food for thought and opinions. I'll be discussing all about how rapidly the beauty industry has evolved with a dear friend and industry expert. Delighted to welcome today Surabhi Batra, who has a decade-long career in the travel retail beauty industry. Currently positioned in Paris with L'Oreal, Surabhi overlooks the Indian subcontinent region for all duty-frees. I'm super excited to chat with her, and I hope you too are excited to listen all things beauty, changing customer behavior, and how much of the market has evolved over the years. Let's begin. Surabhi, with more than a decade in the world of beauty industry, like me, you must have also observed this industry has evolved and how. Please tell me, what changes have you observed in the last decade at least? And even more, you can, you know, even from the Ayurveda principles point of view that is deeply rooted in India, can you just share with us how have you seen this beauty industry changing?
Yeah, sure. So, frankly, being a beauty professional for many years, you know, one thing I've observed is that the industry is rapidly changing. And today the beauty industry is one of the most diverse and sustainable than ever before. You know, the usage of beauty products and cosmetics, you know, as we all know, has been a very age-old tradition in India. And today we have, I mean, considering being in the industry and we see so many people around, there are tons of tips from industry experts all over the world what we hear. But you know, back in the days, the secrets shared by our ancestors were hardly recorded. So you know, the natural beauty of applying mask, of exfoliating, or hair growth, etc. You know, was always taken as a natural thing. But while long back in the British time, you know, they actually brought in the chemical cosmetic, and which is when, you know, the quick and the immediate results started really giving a best effect to our overall shape. So that's when the whole idea of beauty came into the picture. So and as you rightly said, you know, I mean, these herbal products has been actually like a real current trend. And you know, like the way you were talking about the evolution from 90s to 2000. So I feel that it has been a very, very dramatic change back, say, about a decade old, how people used to use cosmetics versus now. And it all comes down from, you know, the education and the tutorials what typically we all have developed in the industry for all the customers. So I feel, you know, I mean, there is a very, very dramatic change, and it's majorly because the kind of education we've given it to the Indian market was very much needed.
You know, Surabhi, I hear you, and I totally understand and agree with you what you say. But when you say dramatic changes, is there even something specific that you would like to point out?
So, I mean, to be honest, you know, with the fact that 10 years back when I used to see myself in the similar situation, and I mean, let's not take my example, the fact that I've been in the industry, but let's take somebody who's not so well aware of a cosmetic part of it or a beauty part of it. It's the education which was a bigger problem. You know, people had money, people had the access to travel, so they could buy, they could travel through duty free, they could buy on the domestic market, and there were a lot of accesses. But the problem is what to use, when to use, where to use, and how to use is what was super important, which was a major missing part of it. And let's not forget about you know, how Nykaa did a fantastic job in this, because back in the days, you know, I mean, the initial years of Nykaa 10 years back when they actually came up with this, what we could majorly notice on their app was, you know, the young girls are doing these beauty tutorials and guiding everyone to on how to use the product, and I think that was something which was which is a game changer, because education and education is something which was absolutely needed, and that's where Nykaa tapped the right button, and they took that as a very important point to bring it to the customers. Yes.
So I do agree with you on that education bit, because if I look at from late 90s and early 2000s, you know, at that time also, we didn't find the girls or the women as a category being comfortable to apply makeup and you know, on a day-to-day basis. It would have been like a makeup cap for only celebration occasions. But today things have changed. Even I think there was a hesitation for any woman to, you know, or even a girl's to actually open her bag and apply lipstick or fix a lipstick and then go for a meeting. But today things have changed. I think it's not only, I would say yes, that education certainly has helped, but would you agree if I say even women as in general, the feminism part of it is also, you know, given that much confidence to the woman as such?
Very, very, very interesting question. And we coming from, you know, working so long, one thing which very evidently noticed, you know, the industry of the early 90s also started growing rapidly because of increase of women entering the workforce. You know, the participation of women in non-traditional professional jobs had initially a very slow start, and it continued to grow, giving them a reason to, you know, dress well or use cosmetics as a part of their daily routines. And of course, because of that, women became more independent, and this newfound freedom and disposable income allowed them to focus on themselves too. So I feel that they started becoming more aware about grooming and how to look and feel good all day.
Absolutely. And considering the current beauty scenario. What, according to you, are the current beauty trends which are prevailing in the country?
The biggest trend which I have noticed very lately in last few years is skincare over makeup. You know, everyone, instead of makeup and other beauty products, skincare is winning that part. And of course, it's also because it's important to keep the skin right before you use the makeup. So the shift from a picture perfect makeup looks to a more natural look has been on the rise, and of course which we currently say nude looks, and people prefer more browns over reds. It's also because it's important to have that sort of a skin eventually, to have that kind of a makeup on it. So I feel one of the very strongest trends which are going now is skincare over makeup, which is important. And at the same time, of course, I see a lot of body care category getting exploded over the years, and will continue to explode in the coming years as well. It's also because of we were talking about awareness. So awareness is there. Of course, it's very important for hydration, treatment of products, and for a healthy skin, and keeping yourself in a good condition. So that's something which I see should be going up in the coming years. And obviously the sustainability part is something which every brand is talking these days, talking about organic and natural skincare items. So of course, people were very hesitant about all of these in the last few years, but then I feel that that's something which is now a people preference, and they are going towards more organic and plant-based skincare products. And lastly, I feel one thing which I noticed, sometimes I during my work, when I go and talk literally to the live customers, and I see that personalization is something which is becoming very, very key. So which means that they continue to gain that momentum, that consumers are highly educated about their beauty needs, and they know and acknowledge the fact that everyone is different and has varied needs and opinions. So with this growing consumer demand, I see that personalized products, and not just, I didn't mean personalized, in the terms of packaging, but personalized in terms of what their immediate requirement is, and the immediate requirement keep changing as per the various skin types or etc. So this needs to be educated to the staff who's selling, because a very personalized service and a personalized environment helps the overall uplift. Yes,
so many trends and so much information. I have so many questions which are literally fighting in my inside me to ask you, but all of them cannot be rolled out at one go. But I am going back to where you began, which was the trend of skincare as one of the biggest category of beauty had a very difficult or challenging time establishing in India, because traditionally, historically, Ayurveda and a lot of kitchen ingredients are the comfort for Indian women, and we have grown up not only watching our mothers or getting tips from our mothers, grandmothers and others about how to get the best skin. And correct me if I'm wrong on that skincare as an industry has gained momentum only recently. I think makeup started earlier gaining momentum even before the skincare did. Am I right in understanding that?
Yeah.
Yes? Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
And how did, now you come from L'Oreal, and I'm sure that you interact with women more often, and you all do research and all that. How you guys have managed to penetrate as far as skincare is concerned in India?
So, frankly speaking, makeup would never dull down, because that's something which is needed in every occasion. So makeup would not. But what we've realized over the years is people have started valuing their skin, their type of skin, so that's something which I feel is if people are becoming more sensitive towards the fact of self-care and maintaining good germ-free hygiene, I would say. So for me, I've been, I think that, the fact that, the skincare overall has become an important part of everyone's life, it's a daily regime. And, everyone has to clean before they sleep. So that's something which has overall developed the category, because to do all of that, they need some products. And that's where, we see a great uplift. And of course, women especially, they aren't wearing a makeup as much as they used to. And their focus is shifting more towards skincare is also because, we have some great serums to offer them. And retinol, I'm sure you must have heard about this term retinol. It is a go-to ingredient to improve skin conditions. So of course, such as fine lines, wrinkles, breakouts, and dark spots. So it's such an important factor which most of the brands have used in their skincare serums, and it's also one of the very very important serums which everyone is using in their daily regime. So I feel yes, there is a great environment of uplifting the skin category, and it's happening very well in India.
Skincare, is also got this momentum from digitalization. A lot of young girls, along with the matured women, lots happening on the digital platform. And today, post lockdown, especially in India, the digitalization has actually, accelerated the speed at which, this perfect look. Which is required by all, and how to gather that perfect look, because you are all the time being observed and you want to look your perfect self. You agree with me on digitalization playing a very important role in helping get the speed or the momentum as far as skincare is concerned as well.
Yeah, exactly. So, as I mentioned in my previous topic, that how Nykaa did the tutorials, it's all through digital. So it's all through not people experiencing that product, but also first getting educated about that product and then getting into the experience. So we always used to wonder, how can people buy cosmetic and skincare over just online apps, and everyone wants to feel, touch, and actually buy a product which works best on their skin. But Nykaa did just a fantastic job in playing that part of
absolutely,
it.
Absolutely.
And it's just out of a big surprise, to be honest. Back 10 years back, we never thought where they will be. And not just Nykaa. You see a lot of beauty players coming in. Be it Amazon, Flipkart, and we also have various other beauty players joining the market.
New one is the Tira.
Yeah,
new
so the Tira.
Tira. Yes.
Exactly. Tira Beauty has come up with such a beautiful store and with a lot of digital elements to it. I haven't been to the store, but then frankly, I hear a lot about it, and they have a lot of digital elements where you can actually choose your kind of fragrance or your kind of things. So even if the salesperson is not there, you can still customize and buy something what you really want, because sometimes the salespeople can influence you to buy their brands which they are working for, which is what we don't need. So the kind of elements and the digital elements they've put it in the store, which is very helpful for them to have. So for example, if you say that I like a floral fragrance, so you have 10 floral fragrance suggestion coming in on that, and then you can choose as per what you need. So that's quite amazing. So of course, every player is coming up with some exciting facts, because obviously they have to overpower what's already happened. So there is a huge competition around, and that competition of course is a very very healthy and nice competition, and bringing the entire India market to such great numbers. Yeah.
I still stay with skincare. And a few years ago, fairness and skin whitening products dominated the industry in India due to an obsession with white skin tones in the country. Today, there is a shift towards a more accepting attitude towards appreciating diversity, inclusivity. How have brands embraced this change?
Yeah, I mean, frankly speaking, back in the days, I mean, Dove is the best example. You know, I was reading this, you know, we all wanted to look beautiful. Actually, not just beautiful, we all wanted to look white. And Dove is the perfect example of that brand who has championed on appreciating diversity. So, but then brands like L'Oreal, Sugar Cosmetics have picked up their inclusive beauty by expanding their their range to cater every skin tones. So of course, be it on the skin, be it on the makeup, be it foundations, be it so there are a lot of things which we have now to offer, other than back in the days when Dove was the best product to feel good about.
So today there are tons of product for everyone. How do brands manage to stay relevant and not blend in the sea of innumerable beauty products which are available all over? I mean, not only on digital, but even in the actual format that you just discussed, in the retail format.
No, so I mean, that's true, and that's where the whole tutorials part played a very big role. And I am sorry, I'm repeating this part I'm repeating this tutorial thing very often. Is also because, you know, the fact that I feel that it this was a very big game changer. So now there are tons of products, but people know what they want. People are educated what they want. People exactly know what the skin type is, and people exactly know what makeup suits on them. So the education, the practice, the workforce part which I was talking to you, the habits, the kind of environment which we've created already in India is so beautiful for our industry, especially because the fact that everyone understands what their individual requirement is. And today, if I go and say that, listen, you try red on you, I mean, she would know that, listen, I've tried many, many times and I know it doesn't work on me. So for me, I mean, be it Shoppers, be it Reliance, be it Nykaa, be it, all of them have done such a beautiful job in bringing education up and right. And now it's the time to get the advantage out of it, where we see numbers, to be honest. Yes.
Yeah, numbers for sure are coming, Surabhi. I mean to say, and the market is still buoyant, and I think it is only going to grow up. What I'm very, very happy to hear also that skincare is changing, because up until now it was only haircare and makeup which was actually gaining momentum and had gained momentum. And today with skincare also, you know, what I hear you is that these tutorials or these, the consumer, basically what is leading to is that the consumer is very much well aware of what one needs and is also happy to indulge in an experiment and also risk. Earlier there was a phobia that, you know, I don't want to touch any kind of a ingredient on my skin. So today everything has changed with with consumer becoming more and more knowledgeable. So yes, it is a lot to do with education that has changed, and with so many options which are available, I would ask you something. You know, I believe, actually, let me share it before asking you. Mm-hmm. Is that I do believe that beauty is a outcome or a result of many factors at play, especially your beautiful skin. It is not only the number of products that you one apply, or the the regimen you follow about moisturizing, cleansing, etc., but it's also to do with how you feel inside and how your general health is. So it's an outcome which is a result of both internal and external. This is what I believe. I do not know about you. I would love to hear about it. Do you believe it's only your great skin, that the perfect skin, is it just an outcome of all these beautiful products?
I would never say no, because the fact that I'm in this industry for 15 years. Jokes apart, but then frankly speaking, yes, you're right that it's about a lot about your inner beauty. I mean, how confident and how things are internally, and how happy are you internally, and if you are happy, it just comes on your face. So for that matter, of course, we keep hearing that you need to drink a lot of water, and that's where the skin thing works for you, or you need to be more so of course you need to stop worrying about the kind of too much about the physical beauty, I would say, but also it's very important that how obsessed are you about your internal beauty. And
that's what was my next question coming. I'm sorry I'm butting in, but you know, how can today's consumer overcome their obsession with physical beauty? I mean, that's what you're mentioning. Please continue.
Yeah. So yeah, Anita, I mean, we know that we live in a world where we get a lot of messages about, you know, who we should be, how we should live, and who or what we should look like, right? So sometimes that can drag us down emotionally and make us feel bad about ourselves. And other times it can actually motivate us. But that motivation is often hollow, actually, because it's disheartening since it seems that it's impossible to reach those standards. And especially, you know, all of this comes from Instagram and all the celebrities and pictures we see on the social media. So for me, I mean, yes, the outside world is very, very glamorous, and but what's very, very important is that you need to let go of appearance obsession. And it can be a task, but if one does it, then it makes life super, super easy and nice. So you can begin to recognize your physical appearance in only one aspect of your identity, but you can appreciate that there are other important qualities that define you as a person. And for me, intelligence is super important. I mean, you need to focus on intelligence, your sense of humor, your values, your parents, your kindness. You know, there are so many other qualities which you already have, but it's hidden somewhere in the corner because we want to just, appearance wise, we want to look good. And that is where we emotionally get down, because if we are not on as per the world standards.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, the very word makeup, when you say makeup, it means it's going to help you and complement your existing looks the way you are. So, you know, it's a lot that today's generation, who's exposed to Instagram and you know, want to look picture perfect. Well, it's good, I mean to say, for the industry. You know, it's an ideal time when people are not hesitant indulging in beauty products. But beauty certainly is an outcome of several factors at play, and it's not only physical beauty, it's also internal beauty, which also has an impact on overall your skin, perfect skin, if I may say so.
Absolutely.
And you must have got opportunity to also understand this changing consumer, and especially in Mumbai duty free, also not only Mumbai duty free, any duty free airports, travel retail for instance, have you all seen the consumer changing, the travel habits changing, wherein they are open to indulging in beauty products more often? Because from whatever I understand, the another biggest category while traveling, soon followed by liquor and chocolates, would be beauty. Have you seen any changing consumer traits there?
Absolutely. I mean, to be honest, this is the part I strongly specialize in. So, I mean, I have a lot of things to tell you about.
Please.
So one very, very important thing which we've noticed over the years is, you know, of course, you know, as India, we've reached a level of population, I mean, we've crossed China now.
Yeah.
So the population, I mean, the amount of people traveling through airports have dramatically increased, and be Delhi and Mumbai, which are our top airports in India.
Sure.
So of course, you know, with the number of passengers increasing, of course, there is an automatic shift of sales happening. Having said, you know, beauty overall consists of perfumes, cosmetic and skincare. Perfumes is one of the biggest category for us, because of course, you know, it's more accessible and it's more easy to buy, and it's more a giftable kind of an so, you know, you don't really need to think before gifting a perfume, because it's not very specific to someone. But well, skincare and makeup is very specific to individual needs. So fragrances is like, it's largely driven by fragrances, and that's where we see a strong shift that people have started now moving towards skin and makeup as well, which is where we see a great percentage increase in that market. And what's what really surprises me overall is the private collection. very, very, very important move which we evidently see, and because of that, we are all the brands across airports are bringing in all their private collection, be it Armani Privé or YSL Vestiaire, or Gucci has brought in their own private collection, or Tom Ford has their own private collection. And you know, and why this is happening is because people have started believing that it's okay to spend on an expensive fragrance, because what they used to do is normally they used to travel abroad and buy because the income was there, education was less, disposable income was still there, but then it was not the best accessible environment. What we see here is that if we tried putting few brands, and then it worked really well, and that's how, as a retailer back then, we started approaching all other brands. And today, as L'Oreal, we ourselves are very motivated to bring all our private collections to both Delhi and Mumbai, and we already have few. So, and it's working absolutely fantastic for us.
So, Surbhi, I'm going to ask you this question: when you say private collection, this private collection is restricted, or is it that market-wise is not available, or why do you call it as a private collection?
So, I mean, these private collections are obviously much expensive than the regular collection. So, for example, if I talk about Armani Code, would be about 70, 80 euros or dollars. And the Armani Privé, that is a private collection of Armani, is about $200+. So, it's very expensive.
You're referring to the fragrance, or you're referring to all the collection of makeup and skincare?
No. I'm only talking about fragrance private collection. So basically, these private collections, we have it for example, in L'Oreal Group, we have it for Armani, YSL, and Lancome.
Sure.
And in other groups as well, they have for Gucci, they have for Burberry, they have for various other brands as well. So which means that, you know, the market, not just as L'Oreal, but I see across groups. Chanel has an amazing private collection. Dior has a very, very good private collection. It works globally very well. And of course, you know, the realization has come for all the brands is that, you know, this is not just meant for a global market. It's meant for India market as well. And if you start putting some here, it works. And we just did a trial and it worked really well. So, which means that we were not really offering it to the customers, and if we start offering it, it works very well. So in short, the, you know, what we were not offering and what we started offering, a person has a capacity to buy a $200 worth of a fragrance
for sure,
which was never a normal thing. Frankly, people never used to spend even $10 on a cream. But today people can spend a $200 worth of a fragrance, and good amount of them. People come and buy 4-5 of them as well at the same time. So I feel this is a dramatic change, and this is where the industry is changing. This is where the entire market is changing. This is where we see the India market has evolved and grown, and it will continue to go up, and the graph is not stopping.
Well, this is so. It's so encouraging, and we feel so happy to hear all of this and delighted to know this. And on this note, which is so positive, Surabhi, you would have anything else that you would like to share with our listeners in the beauty space? Because I feel the evolution of beauty industry has been, it has grown at faster pace in the last 10 years, and it's continuing the same momentum, or maybe even faster. So on that note, if you have anything else to share on the evolution of beauty, please do share, or else on this positive note, we will have to say goodbye to each other.
No, I mean, I just remembered one topic which I should mention is about, you know, how domestic players are promoting natural and herbal beauty products back in 2000s, and their market share was super low as compared to all the international brands.
Talking about the homegrown brands, right?
Homegrown brands, and I'm talking about specifically Patanjali. You know, that brand back in 2000 was not very well known and not very well recognized as well. But, you know, this brand suddenly came up very strong in 2014 around when Patanjali took over the market, that the country actually accepted herbal products and domestic brands. So that's where something which I see another great addition to our beauty market is, one is, of course, we have a lot of international brands like L'Oreal, Estee Lauder, and you know, we have a lot of groups already entering, and through Nykaa we have Huda Beauty, we have Kylie, and you have a lot of brands already introduced in India, all international brands. But then, you know, we have a lot of local domestic brands which played such a great role in bringing kind of needs every customer has, because we have various kind of customers, and you know, we at the same time are offering different kind of products to everyone. So today we proudly say that we have all the brands with the kind of people we have in India, we have something or the other to offer them.
Yeah, especially like Kama and Forest Essentials.
Exactly.
So many more. Thank you so much, Surabhi, to remind me about that. I should have asked you this, because homegrown brands have also finally seen the light of the day, where they are enjoying and are growing, you know.
Right.
Which was a struggle, as you very rightly said, in early 2000s. And today, things are different. And there are many more homegrown brands. Yeah, Pahari Local. There are so many.
Yes,
the list is endless.
Correct. And that's where the sustainability plays a big role, where you know, the people have started preferring towards more organic and plant-based skincare products.
Yeah, there's a whole phenomena of this clean beauty.
Right.
But that's another subject altogether. And on this note, I would just say thank you for your time, and you know, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
The beauty industry has definitely become more realistic, natural, sustainable, and innovative. No doubts how rapidly it is evolving due to the speeding of technology and the changing beliefs of what beauty means. On that note, signing off for now, I'll be back next week on another interesting episode and conversation on beauty.